the Romans, beginning at verse 1 and verses following. The word of the Lord says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Right.
For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend unto the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. We read a lot because we're going to preach a little. Amen. We want to talk about churched, but not changed.
All right.
Amen. Let me say that again because somebody said,
Yes.
Churched, but not changed. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. One of the problems that exists in the church of 2017 is that there are many who are in attendance at the worship hour. They are members of the body of Christ. They have been thoroughly indoctrinated in the things of God. They have been really, really churched. But the unfortunate is, for many, there hasn't been a change. And until there is a change in a person's life, that life is meaningless. But when Christ comes into a life, amen, he changes that life. He gives reality to that we would never expect that we could achieve. Amen, amen. There are those who walk in sin and they believe that's their lot in life. But the simple fact is God came to rescue us from our sins. Amen. Not only did he come to rescue us from our sins, but he provides deliverance for us from those things that have us bound. You know, one of the unfortunates is that you can be saved but yet bound.
Amen.
We like to talk about freedom. Amen. But the Bible says that he that sinneth is a servant to sin.
That's right.
Sin will have us bound.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We can say, I'm on my way to heaven anyhow. Amen. But we really need to be cut loose from that binds us to the things of this world. Until there is a change in our life. Amen. We haven't truly been delivered. But when Christ comes into a man's life, a woman's life, a child's life, he makes a difference. Paul's prayer for the salvation of his fellow countrymen prompts this pastor to consider the status of church folk. For the Jews were God's chosen people.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The scripture says of God's relationship with Israel, Deuteronomy 32 and verse number 9, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. But can I just drop this on you? We are still the Lord's portion.
Yes.
We still belong to Him. Amen. I don't know whether you know where you are or not, but for those that are in Christ, we are the lot of His inheritance. We belong to Him. And we belong to Him twice. We belong to Him by creation. Then we belong to Him by redemption. Amen. He made us. As the old folks said, He knows all about us. Amen. And then in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 10, the scripture says, He, being God, kept Israel as the apple of His eye. Now the apple, the pupil, that's the portion that is most protected. And God provides that protection for His people. Have you ever thought about how involuntarily when something comes toward your eye, you're going to automatically blink? Amen. God has built in this protective system to look out for your eye. He uses that to illustrate what He does for us. When the evil one comes at us, amen, He raises up a standard to shield us from that the evil one would do in our lives.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. When we think about this unique position that was enjoyed by Israel, yet Paul says, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved. Amen. As close as God was to them, amen, they had been churched, fully churched, but they hadn't been changed. And until people change, amen, to where there is an obvious change in their lives, we can hear Jesus, the master teacher, when He says in Matthew 23 and verse number 27, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, a cemetery. You appear beautiful outward, but within you're full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. One of the dangers is that you can look good on the outside, but there hasn't been a change on the inside. And until there is a change on the inside, we'll never be all that God has ordained for us to be. Amen. Amen. Jesus continues there in Matthew 23 and in verse 28. He says, and He makes it plain that the scribes and Pharisees understood, and I want you to understand it. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. You see, Paul talks about this righteousness. Amen. The Romans here, he says about Israel that they are ignorant of God's righteousness. And they're going about to establish their own righteousness. And I don't know whether you've checked the culture today or not, but we're living in an age now where we're saying that, oh, that's all right. Amen. Two men can have a relationship. That's all right. If you speak out against that, you're homophobic.
Yes. That's right.
If you talk about illicit living, amen, you're just uptight. And you need to loosen up. Well, let me tell you something. I can't loosen up because God doesn't loosen up. God says all unrighteousness is sin. Now, I don't care how we try to make things right. If it's not right, it's not right. One of the things that parents, you ought to do is to teach your children right from wrong. And we need to quit trying to make wrong right.
That's right.
If it's wrong, it is just
wrong. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have a problem though with things that are wrong, and we want to justify it. And so we said, well, now you realize that this is 2017. This is the millennial age. And of course, these young people, they move in a different circle. Well, can I tell you something? God has only one circle. And that's righteousness. Now, the scripture says righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Yeah. There is no easy way, no cute way to sin. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. I realize that we want to make some things justifiable. It bothers me when I look at it, and I told our ministers this morning in our study that we look at our culture today, the so many things are just corrupting around us, and we are worried about what bathroom folk use. At some point, we need to realize what's really important. Amen. We spend a lot of time majoring in the minors and not enough time majoring in the major. Amen. God expects a changed heart. Many church members are full of church. Y'all didn't get that. Many church members are full of church. They know all the church isms. They know all the songs of the church. They know the hymns, the anthems, the contemporary songs. These are the members who can speak the language of the church. They know when to say hallelujah. They know how to say praise the Lord. They can do it with the best of them. But these are the members that Paul says that they have a zeal of God. Can I tell you something? It is commendable that God is the object of their activities. But there is a spiritual flaw. Their actions are not based on right knowledge about God's way of salvation. Paul, before his conversion, was the poster boy for zeal. Galatians 1:14, Paul writes of himself, being exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. And boy, in 2017, we are zealous for the traditions of the fathers. This is the way we do it here. Can't have any women in my pulpit. Traditions. The last time I checked, this is not my pulpit. This pulpit belongs to God. And God has allowed me, along with these other preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to use this as a place for his word, his message, to be deposited in his people. We want to protect the image of our church. We don't want, those kind of people here. But can I tell you something? These kind of people are the ones that the Lord is sending us to. Amen. The one that's under the bridge, that's the one the Lord is saying, take the message to them. Oh, I know. We are structured, cultured, refined, and dignified. None of this loud, boisterous, clapping hands and boisterous foot stomping. We don't do that at our church. Ah, but when a man is changed, when the Holy Ghost comes in, amen, we learn to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. When we really have been changed, it's not hard for us to say amen. When our righteousness, hallelujah, is the right kind of righteousness. It's the God righteousness. It's where we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. When we're able to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. When we are glad to say hallelujah. And it is not feigned, but it is real. When we said God is a good God and worthy to be praised, we praise Him at Golden Corral. Amen. We're not bound by where we are. It's to how we praise Him. Amen. Amen. I don't have a problem when I walk into any restaurant. Amen. I can go to Tony's and I can still make sure my head is bowed and my prayer goes up, because I know everything that we have comes from the Lord. Amen. I know that I'm not smart enough. Amen. I don't have enough sense. Amen. To get what God has for me. Amen. Because God is good, He gives it to me as a gift. Have I got a witness? Amen. When I understand what true righteousness is, amen, that's right standing that is based on faith. But Paul tells us the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Can I tell you something? When I understand, amen, what old Nick, who came to Jesus by night, understood after the teachings from the master teacher, you must be born again. Amen. It's not just knowing all the tenets of the church, but it's living a life that Christ has ordained for me to live. Amen. When Christ comes in, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. Are you changed? Amen, amen. When you change, you start out by changing your mind. Amen. You realize it's not all about you. You see, there's a lot of folks that need to change their mind. Amen. You got up this morning, you thought it because you were so good that God kept you all last night. Amen. But you better change your mind. You better realize it's in Him we live. It's in Him we move. It's in Him we have our being. Change your mind. Realize I can't make it by myself. Amen. I might have a good job, might have a corner office, but I still need Jesus in my life. Amen. When you change your mind, you realize that God is the only one that can deliver me. Amen. I'm not worried about who's in Washington. I'm more concerned about who's on the inside. And if I've got God on the inside, I know that everything is going to be all right. Amen. When you change your mind, you know that, amen, that the businessman in Washington does not take care of you. Amen. You realize God will. Come on, somebody. God will provide. No wonder, no wonder, no wonder, amen, we are able to say He's Jehovah Jireh, because He will provide. But more than that, He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. In the midst of going and coming, He's still my peace. I might not have two dimes to rub together, but yet, He's still my peace. But I got to change my mind. I got to realize where I am. I got to realize that if the Lord was not on my side, I would not be able to make it. But praise God! He walks with me and He... Hallelujah. Change your mind. Can you change your mind? Can you understand that? Amen. Amen. I'm able to see the star pole that sits in Zion. I'm talking about when you change your mind. Amen. You realize that all of your help comes from the Lord. And when it seems like you're down to your last of your meal barrel, you realize that God will provide. Amen. When it seems like the sickness is unto death, you realize that God is still a healer. Amen. God is still able to touch. Amen. And bring about the wholeness of life. When you change your mind, you start listening at Jesus and not listen at the doctor. I'm not saying don't do what the doctor says, but I got to tell you, there's a doctor above all doctors. And when Dr. Jesus touches you, there's a special touch. I'm talking about change your mind. But not only do you change your mind, but you change your speech. Amen, amen. You change the words you use. Amen. Here, amen. Brother Paul says, amen, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. I don't know about you, but you've got to learn there's some words that ought to come out based on what God has done. Have I got a witness? Amen. I always like to query people and say, if you were nailing something and you hit your finger, what would you say? What word would come out? Amen. You got to think about that, because what's on the inside? Yeah. You see, one of the things that I realize in dealing with people is that what's on the inside and moments of stress will come out. The real you will come out in moments of stress. You don't have time to be hypocritical. Amen. The real you comes out. Well, somebody didn't get that. Amen. You see, when you got time to fix it, amen, amen. You ever notice how in our perfected prayers, we're able to say, oh Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
Amen. That's your perfected prayer.
Yeah.
But when you're going through hell and high water, you say, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have time to fix it all up. You don't have time to wrap it up in glorious language. You get real with the Lord. Amen. He'll change your speech. He'll give you the words to say at the right time. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, there are folk that will do stuff to you, and you want to tell them a little bit. But you know, one thing that I've learned, amen, 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 to look at the angel,
yeah.
Amen, the angel that disputing against the burial of Moses.
That's right.
And
that's right,
he said, the Lord is against you.
That's right.
Amen. I don't need to fight with you.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord is against you.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody
that's
come
right.
at you, you tell them the Lord is against you.
Right.
Why is he against you? Because I'm on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Folk want to know whose side is the Lord on. No, it's whose side are you on?
Yeah.
It's either you on the Lord's side or you on Satan's side.
Yeah.
Amen, not the two sides. Amen. When we realize that when you are standing for the Lord, amen, Satan and all of his imps will come at you.
Yes, sir.
But I'm so glad that when they come at you,
yes,
I've got some protection.
Right.
Have I got a witness?
Yes.
I'm able to say the words of Lord, have mercy.
Right.
And isn't it amazing that God knows how to interpret your Lord, have mercy?
Yes.
You don't have to fix it all up. You don't have to say it all to him. But when you say, Lord, have mercy, the Lord understand. That's what the old folk meant when they said, he heard my cry and he pitied every bone. They know how to fix it. Have I got a witness? You don't have to tell the Lord everything. You say, Lord, have mercy. And he knows what you need, and he knows how to give it to you. I got the problem. I want us to get this. It's change. Number one, change your mind. Mm-hmm. Number two, you need to change your words. Amen. Obscenities and vulgarities should have no place in the child of God. amen, words of adoration and words of devotion ought to just flow from the lips of a believer. Because you know what the Lord has done for you. Amen. He woke you up this morning. And he started you on your way. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when the enemy rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. But I want to stop there. Amen. Not only would you change your mind, change your speech or your words, but more than that, change your actions. Change your deeds. Find yourself that, you know, the scripture said, and through Deuteronomy, observe to do. We find ourselves observing to do. And Lord, I just want to do your will. Amen. I might not be all that some folk are. But one thing I know that I know. I know the Lord. Amen. You might be better able to articulate your position. You might be able to use flowery words. But you can't beat me loving the Lord. I know what the Lord has done for me. And I know how good God has been. Have I got a witness? And so Paul tells them here that your focus ought to be upon the Lord. Amen. You can't raise him up and you can't bring him down. But if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. God Almighty, I don't tell you myself. Because God is a good God. And where you be praised, I feel that preaching in this house. When we talk about Lord, have mercy, bear the goodness of the Lord. All he's done for me, I want to shout. Because God is a good God. And worthy to be praised. Paul said, God of our salvation, the Lord has saved us, and he's put it in our mouth. And we will thus confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm getting to preach it now. What shall I tell about it? I'm glad you asked. When I tell about the goodness of the Lord, was sitting at the right hand of his Father. But he said, sacrifices you don't want, but give me a body and I'll go down. He stepped through for the two generations. Oh, let the Lord wrap his family clothes. What can I say about Jesus? Well, Brother Peter said he went about doing good. Open up my eyes. Cut away stammering tongue. Open up dead ears. That's all good today. I want to tell you about the Friday that Jesus, the Master's Lamb of God, put a cross on his shoulder. But he of God, he died. He died. He's a For with the mouth, confession is made. Hallelujah. The old folk used to say, since Jesus came into my life, oh, what a change has been wrought since Jesus. Jesus deposed Satan and said, there's a new landlord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
One of the things that I love about the Lord, I can have a heated feeling soon and still sweat it out.
Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. I'm done. Are you changed? Amen. Change your mind. Change your words. Change your deeds. And don't you know that when you do that, the world will know that you've been changed. Amen. Not that you're trying to prove anything to them, but it's just obvious. Amen. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that when a man's life has been changed, it's demonstrative. Even so much hell and high water is because lives haven't changed.
Yes,
people who say they love the Lord, and yet they're willing to jerk away the protection of Medicaid from multiplying millions. You tell me you belong to so and so's church, not so. You might be church, but you're not changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm certainly not one who is here supporting wrongdoing. Our actions ought to be corrected by its rather than
cheated.
You can only lock up so many folks.
That's right.
You ever wonder how come a private prison is making so much money? You got to keep some people in there. What are you doing, son? Members of First Baptist Church of Bobo, members of First Presbyterian Church, that is the finest of the sun. The church, but not changed. When our hearts have changed, we care about folks.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
If you have really, literally changed, that begins that friendship. And I want to ask you to do something. Rather than join the chorus of people bemoaning what the president is doing, pray for him and praise God. Pray for him and praise God. It is amazing what praise will do. I said I was stupid. You see, y'all gonna make me preach again. Amen. Praise will change the circumstance. The Bible said it was at midnight that Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang songs at midnight. And they were so loud. Again, remember, you can't make quiet noise. They heard them throughout the jail. Hallelujah. We try to make sure nobody hears us. I come to the garden alone. Open your mouth and glorify him. If you will pray for the president and praise God, everything is all right. Amen. Okay, I'm done. That's my last one.